How long did you stay there?
40 years. I didn't stay there 40 years, but she was there 40. She was in business 50.
When did you move to this house?
1931, 46 years this year.
How many rooms does this house have?
5. 2 bedrooms, a bath, living room, dining room, kitchen, large back porch.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, you mentioned calling that a gallery. Have you ever heard people call it anything besides that?
Veranda.
Veranda.
Now, veranda was built on generally with the old southern homes. Those that had these columns like this has.
Yes,
was
ma'am.
More elaborate than this, of course.
I see.
And it was wide enough that they could dance out there in the summer and have a regular party on the veranda.
They were that big?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a gazebo?
I've heard of it. Is that a separate thing?
Well, I would call it more of a porte-cochere. You know what they are?
What now?
Porte-cochere.
I don't know that.
I'll have to teach you some English.
Okay. All right.
Listen, you see the side of the house where you can park your car when you come home? It's not a garage. Now, the garage is in the back of the yard. But this, you park your car there, it has a roof over it and everything. In rain, you get out and you don't get wet or anything. Well, that's a porte-cochere.
Oh.
Well, now, a gazebo, a friend of mine came here and she kept talking about the gazebos, gazebo. And so when she went, I called up another one and I said, what is a gazebo? I never heard that before. And she told me. It's the same thing. It's a detached from the house, more or less a little, they used to call them summer gardens.
Mm-hmm.
Or some, well, they are out from the house and they were latticed and they were covered with vines of some kind or rose bushes going up. And in that there were benches around and a table maybe in the middle. And they used to have maybe a big bowl of lemonade or something like that, and some cookies, and they had refreshments out there for the or maybe just ice water, but they kept supplies, you know, for the summer months.
Yes, ma'am.
And they'd sit out there instead of sitting on the gallery or porch or something like that.
I see. Have you ever seen any of the houses around here that had porches that went around on the sides of the house also?
Mm-hmm. There's one right down there on Oshel Road.
But as far as you know, they would still just call that a porch.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. A porch, some might call it a gallery, but a gallery isn't as, well, I would say large. Now, a gallery is more referred to like at the municipal auditorium. The gallery is upstairs, a balcony.
Oh,
see?
I see.
Those who go upstairs, they could call that a gallery. And downstairs, of course, is a...
Do you have any idea what people around here would call one that would be up on a second story outside? Could you have something like
that? That's a gallery, too.
That would be a gallery,
mm-hmm,
too.
Mm-hmm. Some of them have these little, like, windows of Romeo and Juliet, you mean that kind, just enough to step on.
I see.
Well, now those are more ornaments than they are useful.
Is that somebody?
The girl.
Oh, I see. These are pretty high ceilings in this house.
12 by 14.
Is that high?
12 by 14.
It's 14. I see.